Now for more on that PR firm representing Russia, journalist Justin Elliott has been investigating Ketchum for ProPublica.
Ketchum is actually one of the larger public relations companies in the world. They're based in New York City, but they have offices literally all over the world. They are actually the registered foreign agents for both the Russian government and Gazprom, the Russian energy giant, and those are longstanding relationships.
And so when you say registered foreign agent, that sounds kind of cloak and dagger, is it?
It sort of is, actually. It turns out there's a law that if you are a company working for the interests of a foreign government, you actually have to register with the U.S. Department of Justice and make regular filings about what sort of work you're doing for the foreign government or foreign company and who you're contacting, how much they're paying you. In this case, this is a pretty big account for Ketchum. In the most recent six-month period available in the public filings, the Russian government paid them about $2 million, and they've represented Russia since at least 2006.
The most recent filing with the Justice Department from Ketchum is pretty fascinating. A list of stuff that they do corresponded with HBO Real Sports regarding the Sochi Olympics, corresponded with the New York Times regarding natural gas use in Russia. It goes on and on. I guess they can show with this the Russians, for billing purposes, what they've been up to. But do you know what corresponded means? I mean, does that indicate they got ink or just that they tried to get ink?
Probably that they tried to get ink, or perhaps a reporter emailed them about a story for comment, for the sort of official Russian comment. I mean, the interesting thing about this Putin op-ed today is I see this sort of from an ethical perspective as a pretty above board transaction. I mean, the Times has said Ketchum approached us, as well as I think a Russian official said they wanted this op-ed placed. We thought it was well argued and we agreed. An article I wrote last year was looking at some of the, you know, slightly sketchier transactions Ketchum was involved in which they had seemingly independent third parties like academics and business people writing these glowing pro-Russian government op-eds that were featured on CNBC.com and Huffington Post. And readers were not told that, the agent of the Russian government was actually the one that got these op-eds placed.
Give us an idea of the global reach of this PR firm, and you said it's pretty vast. Is the Russian government their only government client?
They actually also, in this country, work for Australia, but that account seems to be mainly about promoting Australian tourism in the United States. It's not uncommon for foreign governments to hire American PR and lobbying firms to represent their interests in Washington. I mean, a lot of important foreign policy decisions made by the U.S. government have a big effect on countries really all around the world.
I remember a few years ago, a public relations firm got involved with the flailing leader of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, even as it seemed he was finished and on his way out. So I'm wondering, does Syria have a PR firm at work right now in Washington?
I don't believe so, but the Syrian opposition actually does have several groups that are registered as lobbying on behalf of the Syrian opposition. And as I mentioned, that's not uncommon when there's sort of crisis scenarios. In Ivory Coast, which is actually another case I wrote a bunch about when it happened, there was a disputed election and Laurent Gbagbo was the incumbent president who'd been voted out. He hired Lanny Davis, the former Bill Clinton White House counsel, to lobby both the U.S. government and also go on the radio and try to turn public opinion in favor of Gbagbo. When that relationship came to light, because there was reports of human rights abuses and violence, Lanny Davis ended up dropping the account. When the Arab Spring first started a couple of years ago, you saw the Mubarak government of Egypt get active with hiring American companies. When you need to shore up your alliance with the U.S. or sort of stop the bleeding, often they turn to these companies.
Does the opposite also ever work? I mean, does Washington ever hire PR firms to represent their points of view in other countries?
It's a good question, and I haven't researched it thoroughly, but my sense is that usually the State Department just plays that role. But because of, you know, the special powerful role that the U.S. plays in the world, even if Russia's paying $4 million a year, say, to Ketchum to represent its interests in Washington, that's peanuts for the Russian government.
Justin, let's go back to Putin's op-ed for one final moment. The translation, according to New York Times editorial page editor Andrew Rosenthal, was amazingly good. Is there any chance Putin wrote it himself?
Good question. I wouldn't be shocked if somebody at Ketchum played a role in at least editing it or maybe writing and getting his sign-off, but it's impossible to know.
Reporter Justin Elliott, he's written and investigated about Ketchum, the PR firm that represents the Russian government. Justin, thanks a lot.
Thank you.